There once was a lusty fishmonger, whose trade was in gifts from the sea. And in London there was no one stronger, for he stood at least 7 foot 3. His mackerel and herring and lobsters were objects of fame and renown. But his marvelous parcel of codfish was the pride and the talk of the town. The pride and the talk of the town. The pride and the talk of the town. His marvelous parcel of codfish was the pride and the talk of the town. My lady one morning went walking all down to the marketplace square, and there she espied the fishmonger displaying his fabulous ware. Now will you buy mackerel, my lady, or will you buy herring from me? No, I'll have your codpiece, good fellow, for my husband is always at sea. My husband is always at sea. My husband is always at sea. No, I'll have your codpiece, good fellow, for my husband is always at sea. He lifted her on to a barrel and hoisted her skirts in the air. She giggled and took off that codpiece, but was startled at what she found there. The hide of that codpiece was padded with wadding and paper and hair, and the flesh of the cod was all shriveled, and she scarcely could tell it was there. She scarcely could tell it was there. She scarcely could tell it was there. The flesh of the cod was all shriveled, and she scarcely could tell it was there. My lady went home disappointed, and long in her bedroom she cried. And the fisherman went scarlet-visaged, and his secret no longer could hide. This piece of advice I now tender to maiden and widow and bride. Judge not by the size of the codpiece, but rather the flesh that's inside. But rather the flesh that's inside. But rather the flesh that's inside. Judge not by the size of the codpiece, but rather the flesh that's inside.